As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
All right, let's do a quick road to a repeat update that's sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. You want to guess what the line is? Actually, it's hard to guess when it comes to hockey, but Florida and Tampa Tuesday night will open up their round one series. The Panthers right now shocked me when I looked at it. They are plus 100 in Tampa. Lightning are minus 120. So
I'm gonna say Lightning are the favorite.
Correct. So, but if you think the Panthers are not going to have much problem with the Lightning, to get them at even money is a rarity when it comes to the postseason, because I think the Panthers are favorites to win the Stanley Cup itself. So if you look at that and then go, you can get them for even money in game one of round one. Not the, they are the favorites, but oh, you know what they are to win the Stanley Cup?
No.
Plus 600.
Well, I put in Mervis. I'm putting in them right now.
I mean, they are the favorites.
They're the favorites, yeah. I didn't
plus
see
600,
that.
Though, is a good price. I mean, you're not going to get that if they do advance. You're not going to get that price.
Yeah, this is all my March Madness money, so I'm playing on house dime. So I can bet some long-term bets.
Panthers, and it's not that long, but Panthers to win the Eastern Conference plus 325. Man, I like the Panthers at plus 600 to repeat. I mean, obviously not easy, but well, regardless, we'll find out Tuesday.
Yeah, and then it's a Lightning. They're not sweeping them. So game one in Tampa, like if they get that one, it's not, you know, we have six more games left. Yeah, yeah.
I kind of like them at even money on Tuesday night. Let's do quick look at the headlines here so that we can get back on track. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
All right, so the Heat do play tonight, 7 p.m. They're in Atlanta. Win or go home. Winner plays Sunday in Cleveland at 7. Loser packs up their belongings from their locker for the summer.
All right, we will be off just a touch early this afternoon. Preheat begins at 5:45 tonight, which means we'll end, you know, around 5:40 or so to get in the last commercial break. But 5:45 preheat, and then Heat basketball tonight right here on 560 WQAM.
Excited.
Better be.
I think this is an easy win. Honestly.
That's what makes me nervous, man. That makes me nervous.
Your stars getting kicked out of games. You're trading away key players midseason. Quinn Snyder doesn't, he has no emotion. Like, I don't feel the Hawks at all.
They're the Heat, 1.5 point favorites on the road tonight in Atlanta.
It's like saying if I go to Solana's house, he might beat me up, but if he comes to my house, I can win easily. No, it's nothing. It's Atlanta.
Yeah, but you guys aren't equal in physical strength. The Heat and the Hawks are pretty equal.
The Heat wore their ass out a couple times this year.
And the Hawks wore their ass out a time or two.
One time.
No, two times. They split the season series. But, yeah, no DeAndre Hunter, no Jalen Johnson, which was the two best players for Atlanta in the first matchup. And you keep saying me and Crowder aren't, you know, necessarily close in physical nature, Hawk. You've said that a couple shows in a row now, and I'm starting to take issue with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In what way?
Have you seen Crowder? He has two broken feet, and he's fat.
Right.
I'm actually not fat. I do have two broken feet.
Your gums are gone. Your ACL. I'm talking about Solana here, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Your gums are gone. Your ACLs are torn. Your labrums aren't what they used to be.
Yeah.
Your labia isn't what it used to be. You're a mess.
We'll go to Century Village, and I'll get 6-7 guys that can whoop Solana.
10 years ago, when you were healthy, Ira Winderman ran you off the court in tennis.
Not exactly what happened.
No, feels like that's what happened.
Joe Rose is 85.
and he whooped you at tennis. He knew his way to beat you was not to slow down the tennis match, was to make you run.
Just needed a couple reps on clay is all it was, you know. Hadn't played on clay.
Right.
The Marlins are in Philadelphia. They're going to play 3 against the Phillies. That begins tonight.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, what does plus 600 mean on the Panthers? So that means if you bet $100, you would win $600 if they win the Stanley Cup. Normally, if you're betting, you're betting 110 to win 100, or like even money is 100 to win 100. But when you're plus 600, that means you're winning 600 for $100. If you're plus 1200, you're winning 1200 for 100 or 120 for $10.
You guys know I love Mr. Eats 305. He's the Miami food influencer. He did a video where he went around to the best spots where you can get a Philly cheesesteak since the Marlins are playing in Philadelphia tonight. I bring it up. Where you can get the best Philly cheesesteaks in South Florida. And you want to know the 3 spots he visited?
It's got to be your place with the steak bomb.
Nah, Hungry Bear did not make the list. And he threw a little bit of shade at Hungry Bear in one of his videos.
Really?
Yeah. Wasn't a big fan of that. Yeah.
Flanagan's?
No, Flanagan's not on this list.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he heavy set?
No.
Nah.
I don't trust skinny people talking about food.
Is it what's that that sub place everybody talks about? What the heck is the name of that? Is it a multi-chain, multi-unit place, or is it just one-offs?
I think these are all local one-offs.
All right, give me a...
There's a place called A Little Bit of Philly, which is owned by like a guy from Philly. Have you ever heard of it? I think it's in I think it's here, Miami Shores, maybe. It's not too far from here.
Mm.
Substantial Subs.
Mm.
And then a place called Lost Weekend.
Mm-mm.
No?
Lost Weekend?
Yeah.
How do I know Lost Weekend?
These are people's houses?
What's Lost Weekend? How come I know that place?
It's in the beach. It's a dive bar, but they sell, like, apparently they have the best Philly cheesesteak in Miami.
Has it been there forever, though?
Yeah, it's been there for a long time. Yeah, since, like, the mid-90s.
Oh,
do they do the cheese whiz? Forever in my book. Mid-90s. I was down in UM 87 and 91. Mid-90s ain't going to cut it.
Is it the cheese whiz thing and all that, or are they?
It better be. If it's not cheese whiz, then it's not a Philly cheesesteak. So
No cheese whiz. But they did open up a place, Hawk, called El Segundo in West Palm. I don't know if you've heard of it or not, but
I think I left my wallet there.
You know,
that's a great joke. That's a great joke.
I got it.
That's a great joke.
I got it.
That's a great joke.
Yeah.
That's an age joke.
It's not.
No.
It's not an
Solana
age
told us his favorite rap group of all time is Tribe Called Quest.
Yes, sir.
What's their other songs?
Low End Theory is like my favorite album of all time.
I left my wallet in El Segundo Club Mix. I left my wallet in El Segundo Chicago House Mix. That's a great joke. I'm giving myself props. Nobody else wants to.
I got it. I laughed. I genuinely laughed. I knew what you were getting after.
Did we ever give that to DBJ?
I think we did. I do remember giving him. We gave him that. I don't think he did it, but I do remember giving him that. I'm checking here to see if he did it. Oh, he did it.
Really?
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear that.
Illegal formation. Kicking team, more than five in the back, four in the backfield. 5-yard penalty, fourth down.
This makes me feel like the time I left my wallet in El Segundo. I left my wallet in El Segundo. I left my wallet in El Segundo. I got to go get it. I got to go get it.
I'll tell you what they left at El Segundo. Their brains. This is awful. All these penalties. Sorry, my dear friends, but here we go again.
This show is so great. Whoever doesn't listen to this show is missing out. This show is great.
What are the odds? You had the radio analyst of the Miami Hurricanes. like really think of you.
Right. I mean, that's the absurdity of this show. You're talking about a cheesesteak at El Segundo. I fire off a rap lyric, and then we have the University of Miami football broadcast doing that line for us.
That's why we make those lists.
This show is great. All right. Anything else, Solana?
Don't forget, by the way, the Marlins, you can watch them on the CW tonight.
Locally. Yeah, they have a opportunity for you to watch on free TV on Friday nights. Yeah. So if you don't have FanDuel Sports Network, you can watch it on the CW.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Watch a little Merv Papa against Zach Wheeler.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mash Mervis.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's like 80 degrees. Nice afternoon in South Florida. That is your weather.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Shout out to all the pair.
Hawk and Crowder.
Let's BOGO. The Hop and Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, let's get a little 15 minutes of heat going here on this game night. Give us a little 15 minutes of heat, Solana.
Would you like the open, or you want a little something, a little preview to what's to come?
If you got a little something, happy to listen to a little something.
The 9-10 play-in game belongs to the Heat's Atlanta. Here we come.
Job's not finished, obviously. We knew what our path was. It's going to take two wins on the road, which we're capable of. We knew that from the beginning, and we're excited for this challenge going into Atlanta. Just got to keep that same focus.
I mean, it's going to be a hard-fought game. Looking forward to the challenge. Like I said before, it's one to go home.
I've really respected and admired how this group has handled adversity collectively, together, all of us, the coaching staff, the players.
We got a great group as far as personality and buying into what we're preaching.
It's just a group that really has wanted to find a way to conquer these things and find a way to get better, find a way to help each other play better. You know, these are kind of groups that we really want to do your best for.
Obviously, y'all know Trae Young is the head of the snake, so it'd be really him and then figure everything else out.
We've been humbled by them twice. We respect their firepower, and we know we're going to have to do some very tough things, a lot of multiple effort type things to be able to keep that team down. Certainly, this is going to be a competitive will type game.
I don't think a 10 seeds ever went to the playoffs. We could be the first team to do that, so that's kind of on our mind. So we're definitely hungry and excited for this opportunity.
Atlanta, here we come.
Here we come. Who brings us 15 minutes of heat, Solana?
Our friends at Hollywood Kia. Right now, get the start treatment at Hollywood Kia, number one Kia dealer in all of South Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Shop online, hollywoodkia.com.
Preheat starts at 5:45 tonight. Game tips off at 7. You'll hear it here on 560 QAM. All right, Crowder, let's get some winners. We have Heat -1.5 tonight. I know you're already heavy on the Heat because you showed us earlier in the show. So you're heavy on the Heat tonight. You love them.
Heat to win. I love the Heat tonight.
All right. Here are some over-unders. Let's find some. I did put in two bets during the commercial break. Mervis, well, I had done that during the show. Mervis to hit one ding-dong during the commercial break. I upped it to 2. So I now have a bet on Mervis, 2 ding-dongs tonight.
Not a bad bet.
Trae Young tonight. You want to guess the over-under on points?
Ooh, it got to be crazy high. 28.5.
Solana?
27.5.
26.5. 26.5. I think we mentioned earlier, Tyler is at 25.5 tonight. Wow. Bam, 20.5.
I think Bam has to show up more defensively than offensively tonight.
I think Tyler, right? Tyler just has to be your offensive juggernaut.
Davion and Bam have to play stupid defense tonight, and I think they will.
You want to guess the over-under for Davion Mitchell?
Yeah. 11 and a half.
Lana?
9.5.
10.5. Andrew Wiggins tonight?
He played well against the Bulls. 14.5.
Where it's been since he got here, 18.5.
19.5.
Yeah.
19.5.
The reason
Terry
why
Terry Rozier?
1.5.
Kidding. Just kidding. There's no problem for Terry Rozier. He's not going to sniff the court.
Hawk, the reason why Wiggs went up a point and a half or whatever. So Tyler's going up against the guy who's probably going to win Defensive Player of the Year, Dyson Daniels. He's the Australian. His nickname is the Great Barrier Thief.
I love that nickname.
He has the most steals in one season since Gary Payton 29 years ago. So, like, it's a tough matchup for Tyler Hero. It really is. And we're expecting Hero to go off because it's Tyler Hero. But you probably shouldn't be too surprised if Hero doesn't have a 30-point game, maybe a 20-point game, struggles a little bit. So somebody else has to step up.
From Wiggins?
Somebody else has to step up, right? Like, somebody has to score the basketball. Andrew Wiggins is probably the safest bet.
I lost a four-leg parlay Wednesday night. I had, I forget what it was, but it was Bouzelis at least 1 3. He hit a three. I had Tyler at least 2 threes. He hit a couple threes. Forget what the point. I had Josh Giddey. I think it was over 18.5. He went over. The only leg I missed was Duncan Robinson over 8.5. He ended with 8. But there was a time they put him back in the game. I'm not talking junk time. They put him back in. It was either the end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter. And he missed a three, and then he threw the ball directly to someone on Chicago. And I wonder if he played himself right out of any significant minutes tonight. Because there's no prop for him.
You got to try him. I think Spo would try him. But to the point, if the Great Barrier Thief is shutting down Tyler Hero, it's not somebody has to step up. It's Bam has to step up, and it's Wiggins have to step up. Those are the guys that have to step up if Tyler can't score.
The only other Heat player with a point prop tonight is Khalil Ware at 8.5. Dyson Daniels, who you mentioned, 14.5 for the Hawks. Told you Trey Young. Caris LeVert, 13.5. Zachary Richesay, 11.5. Don't understand why there's no props for Duncan, or who else would get some minutes? Highsmith.
Kyle Anderson, who had the greatest 0 point, 0 field goal attempt game maybe in Heat history the other night.
And just see.
I bet you before tip-off, Duncan Robinson will have a point
as
spread.
Props. I think so, too.
H probably will, too, because H is going to play heavy minutes tonight. You're going to have Wiggins, Davion, and H, one of those three on Trae Young at all times in this game. You just are.
Let me see if there's any triple-double props. Anybody want to bet Bam or Dyson Daniels for a triple-double?
No.
Well, it's plus 2,500.
Khalil over 8.5 rebounds is plus 110. Is he going to get enough minutes to have 9 rebounds? He's huge. And they attack the paint.
Yeah, I don't know. You're talking about where?
I thought we were talking through this, but y'all got quiet on me.
No.
That was directed at Solana, because you know I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough because Atlanta's won the rebounding battle in all but one game in the 4-game regular season series. And Khalil didn't play in the first two, really. So it's tough. Like, I don't know what to make of it. I don't think these games were opposing teams are playing as fast as they are suit Khalil Ware very well, because the Hawks will burn you in transition. He's not the fastest guy getting up and down the floor, especially off a Heat miss. So I think late in games, you saw it the other night, and it's not an indictment on Khalil. There's just certain matchups that work better for him. I don't know how much PT he's going to get in the second half, especially if it's a close game.
Okay. Stay away from that one.
Team futures are. You know what the Heat are to win the NBA championship? Anybody 90, thinks 000. There's plus 50,000.
Plus 170,000.
Anybody 000. Thinks there's a little magic left in the tank? You want to guess who the favorite is on the Hard Rock Bet app? Who's the favorite to win the NBA final?
I got to go with the reigning champ, Boston.
OKC is probably the betting favorite.
It is OKC. Yeah. OKC is plus 165. Boston is plus 180. Cavs are plus 575.
I don't believe in the Cavs. Y'all know that.
Playoffs, finals, most valuable player. What about season most valuable player? Is there any chance that it's anyone other than SGA?
No, I don't think so. I think it's pretty much locked in. He's probably like minus 350 favorite to win it or something like that.
I can't find it anywhere. Yeah. I wonder if they took that off the board.
Yeah, probably. What's defensive player of the year on the Hard Rock app?
It's not there. There's nothing. The only awards that they have right now is playoffs, finals, MVP, which SGA is the favorite on that.
On Sunday, the finalists get released by the NBA for all the awards. So maybe after the finalists are released, they'll let you kind of vote on it. But, you know, you guys seen this Draymond Green just doing his own PR tour to get into the Defensive Player of the Year conversation.
Defensive Player of the Year conversation, right?
It's crazy, man. Yeah.
I can't stand him.
He's one of those guys, you don't mind, I guess, if he's on your team, but it just is wearing thin, no? Like, it's just wearing thin. I feel like he feels like if they go anywhere in the playoffs, like, he feels like he's such a major cog. And, you watch that team and you go, this is Steph and Jimmy. Like, don't get anything twisted here.
So you're telling me that another forward can't hand the ball off to Curry and set a pick? Like,
nah,
Trayvon.
He's good, man. He's good.
I know. I respect his game, but he talks to the refs and cusses people out. It's Draymond. Like, shut up. Just sit. Listen, go get carried by these two guys. Why did they have to go get Jimmy? Because you can't score points. What's he averaging? 8 points a game or something? Like, he's no offensive threat anymore. Like, Solana, Draymond, he's Marc Gasol.
How dare you? No, but it is like, it's a fascinating concept of how these athletes now, like with a podcast, Draymond can just talk himself into being considered for an award because nobody was talking about Draymond Green.
Well, they're creating their narrative and they have an audience.
Nobody was talking about him for Defensive Player of the Year. The Warriors were a play-in tournament team and Draymond's kind of fallen off. And then last 2 months of the season, they trade for Jimmy. They start winning some games, and he's like, you know what's really behind all this? Me and my defense. And he just does 17 hours of pod content on it, and everybody's like, huh? You know,
and then
this
Colin
Draymond.
Coward hears it because he works for him, and Coward gets right on his show, and he goes, you know, people aren't talking enough about Draymond Green right, and what he can do defensively. It's like now you have a two-pronged attack.
I've been up for a sports Emmy.
If you win,
I have a platform.
If you win an Emmy, are you just gonna shove it on one of those shelves right behind you, like all the other junk that you have?
100%. Probably give it to my mom. Like, I don't care. I'm not a trophy guy. I collect experiences.
Oh, yay. Forgetting Sarah Marshall premiered in theaters 17 years ago today. All-time funny movie.
Yeah,
it is a funny movie.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall, all-time funny movie.
Mm-hmm. I collect experiences.
We got it. We heard it the first time. It wasn't revelatory then. It wasn't interesting. It's not interesting now. It just, I don't know. I don't believe, first of all, if there's no video or pictures nowadays, I don't believe your experiences. I don't believe you ever got a hole in one. I don't believe you ever got the 7-10 split.
Because
you didn't take video, because you were collecting experiences. In the meantime,
you've adapted to this young culture of, I know what's going on.
Yeah. Because I think your memory is faulty. So get a picture and collect some proof.
I might have CTE.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.